Bruchim Abom, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Monday night Parshish class. And tonight is going into Gimel Sivan. And today's English calendar is the 25th day in the month of May 2020. This coming week is going to be Chag HaShavuos. Normally, we speak about the parsha of the upcoming parsha. However, this coming parsha is going to be deferred. Parshas Naso will be deferred to the following week. Although in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be reading Parshas Naso, and they will be a week ahead of us, and it'll take us a few weeks for us to catch up when we get to Parshas Chukas Balak, where we will read both parshios, and in Eretz Yisrael, they'll only read Parshas Balak. Before I start talking about our major topic, which is Kabbalah Satorah, I'd like to just bring a few important points to the general public, which is, I believe, very important. Number one, Shlosh Yishmei Hagbola begins tomorrow, 3 days before Shavuos, which would mean for those people who have not taken haircuts, listen to music, because their 33 days started on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Tomorrow, after the morning, it would be permissible, and all the things that you are permitted to do in preparation for Shavuos should be forthcoming. There is another important point just to want to mention to everybody. We shouldn't forget that on Thursday we should be making an Erev Tavshilim, because Friday is the first day of Yom Tov. In order to be able to cook for Shabbos, we have to be making an Erev Tavshilin. So everybody is reminded to make an Erev Tavshilin this year, this Thursday. Another important thing, just to remind everybody, just to alert you that this coming Thursday night will probably be the latest Ma'ariv. The Thursday night going is ushering in the holiday of Shavuos. It's going to be the latest Ma'ariv. Many people like to make early Yontif or early Shabbos or whatever the minhag is in your community. But this is one day of the year that you can't make early because it will conflict with the 49th day of the Omer. We're supposed to have 49 complete days, and therefore we can't begin the holiday of Shavuos any earlier than Tzeis HaKechavim. So therefore, be prepared that this coming Thursday night will be the latest Ma'ariv of the year. For those who would like to stay up Thursday night learning, it's advisable that everyone who has such plans to take a significant nap before Yom Tov, so that they'll be able to stay up the night of Shavuos and to learn throughout the evening. And now we begin this week's drasha on Kabbalah's HaTorah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Yisrei, it was Uvayehi b'yom hashlishi. It was the third day, b'yos haboker, and in the morning, v'yehi kolot uvrakim, was thunder and lightning. V'onon kaved al ha'ori, was a heavy cloud on the mountain. V'kol shofar chazak ma'od, and a loud blasting shofar was heard, and the nation Vayechad Kol Ha'om Asher B'machaneh, and everybody in the camp was trembling. At this point, the Torah tells us at the morning, where all of this commotion was taking place, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go down to Klal Yisrael and again warn them they should not trespass the border, not to dare try to go up the mountain or even touch the edge of a mountain. And he was told to warn them again. This is actually the second time, in order that they would be very, very careful. And if you can picture this scene in your mind. The amount of the world during Kabbalah Satorah was unbelievable. The ground was trembling. The mountains were shaking. A great furnace of fire descended on Har Sinai. A deafening sound of shofar was blasting hard. Thunder and lightning was heard and seen at the time. And after all that, then came quiet. Perfect quiet. While Hashem Yisparach was getting ready to say the first two Dibros, two commandments, the wind didn't blow, the birds didn't chirp, the waves were quiet. There was silence throughout the entire world. And then finally came that powerful, thunderous sound, the voice of Hashem, saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the lands of Egypt. Lo yiyeh l'cho elohim acherim milfonoi. There shall not be any other gods before me. And as we know, there was such terror, such fright, that Klal Yisrael, at the two Dibros, for each Dibra, had jumped back 12 mil. A mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. So if you want to just roughly even it out, 12 mil would be close to, let's say, 9 miles or so. But there were two Dibros. For each Dibra was Yud Beis Mil. So there would be approximately 18 miles, the blast, the sound, the vibrations of Hashem's sound made them jump back, and their neshamas flew out. And we are told that Malachim had to come down and revive them and to bring them back because they were terrified. The Torah tells us that they begged Moshe to please continue on. As it says in Yisro, Perek Chof, Pasuk Tezayin, V'yomu el Moshe, Dabir ata imanu v'nishma'a. You, Moshe, speak with us, and we will listen. V'al yidabir imanu v'elokim, pen namus, lest we will die. This is a story, as you see, as you heard from the Psukim. And at the time, the whole world was really in an uproar. If you remember the Mizmar that you say, Mizmar of David by Kabbalah Shabbos, right before the Chadoidi, all the nations came to Bilam of Russia and asked, Bilam, Hashem l'mabu yashav. Is Hashem going to turn the world into a flood? They didn't know what happened. Everything was shaking. They didn't understand what was happening. So Bilam answered, Vayeshev, Hashem melech li'olam. Hashem is the king of the world. He's not going to go back in his promise. He's not making a flood. Then what is Hashem doing? It's terrifying. Hashem ois li'amo yitain. Hashem is giving his people ois. Ois, Chazal tells us, it means Torah. Hashem yevorech es amo v'shalom. Hashem is blessing his people with peace. This is what Bilam HaRasha was telling them. And this we say every Friday night before we sing the Lachadaydi. So I told you basically what's happening on the surface, but there's much, much, much more beneath the surface. The Nesiv HaShalom, the Slonim HaRebbe, in his Sefer brings down some insights of what really happened at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Let me read you some of the Hebrew text, and we'll get a little bit of an idea what's happening. Israel B'Svar Makdoshim. It's brought down in holy books. The Kishem Shahatorah Hakdosha Hinitzchias, just like the Torah is eternal, Kah Kabbalas HaTorah Hinitzchias. The receiving of the Torah is eternal. Shavachol Shona Vashona, Yesh B'yom HaZeh Kabbalas HaTorah Michudeshes. Every year, at this time, there is a new Kabbalas HaTorah. V'zeh Sha'anu Omen B'tfilah, that which we say in our tefillas, ubekiddush and in kiddush, the following expression, zaman matan Torah seinu, it's the time of the giving of our Torah. Ein pirusha shenikba ke'ein zeichel liyom, shebo nasan lana kodesh bochus a Torah ba'ovar. It's not a memorial. We're going to remember there was a day, 3,500 years approximately, there was a Kabbalah HaTorah, let's not forget. No, says the Sfaranim Rebbe, no, the Sfaranim HaKadoshim say, no, that's not true. There is a Kabbalah HaTorah, an eternal Kabbalah HaTorah taking place every single year. El B'chol Shona V'Shona HaChag HaKadosh HaZeh Huzman Matan Torah Seinu. Ho'idna, right now. That means to say the term Zman Matan Torah Seinu is perhaps, if it was a memorial, then it's an incorrect Hebrew word. It should have been the Zman Shenitna Torah Seinu. Our Torah was given. What does it mean, Matan? It's given, being given. It's present. Because it's happening right now, the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Ubo yodim ha'orah shel Kabbalah HaTorah. And in that day, there's rays of Kabbalah HaTorah taking place. We don't need too many good examples. What do we mean? There are rays. There are waves. There are radio waves all over the world. There are radio waves that go from one radio to a receptor. There are cell phones picking up waves, messages from one end of the world to the other world, on the other end of the world. There is, we know that. We know that is true. We live with this. That's the world of technology. So this is nothing new. Maybe it would have been something difficult to explain 100 years ago. But to us, there's rays constantly going through us, through our houses, through our buildings. If we understand that, it shouldn't be hard to understand that on Shavuos, there are rays of holiness going through the entire world. Do we have the reception, the proper reception, to be able to pick up those rays? That's the question. If we are aware that that's what's happening, then possibly we could be doing it. We all know that the world exists on the Jewish people accepting the Torah. By saying Na'ase V'Nishma, the world came into its final state of permanence. The world was in a state of limbo. If the Jewish people did not say Na'ase V'Nishma, then the world would have disintegrated. The whole world was waiting for those two words, for the Jewish people to accept the Torah. We all are familiar with Chazal. Imlo brisi yoimem v'layla, if not for the Torah day and night, chukai shamayim v'odetz loisamti, the laws of nature I wouldn't have put in motion. The Torah is giving the world its meaning, its purpose, its strength, its vitality, its energy to exist. Having said this, I'd like to make a comment that many of you people may have never heard of, but I want to make a comment that's important. It may be that Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, but Shavuos is the greatest day of the year. Because if not for Shavuos, there wouldn't have been a Yom Kippur. Em lo brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for my bris of Torah day and night, learning constantly, chukai shamayim v'ores loisamti, I wouldn't have put the laws of nature into motion, and the world would have disintegrated. Yes, indeed, Yom Kippur might be the holiest day of the year, but Shavuos is the greatest day of the year, and it's important to realize how special it really is. It's a day of great opportunity. It's a day that Hashem has locked himself in a marriage with the Jewish people. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kehilas Yaakov. The Torah that Moshe has commanded us from Hashem is a morasha kehilas Yaakov. It is an inheritance to the Jewish people. Chazal tell us in Gemara Brachos, Al tikre morasha, don't call it an inheritance, Ella read it me'urasa. It is a marriage bonding. It's a bonding Hashem has made with the Jewish people. The Shemayim v'Aretz are the witnesses. Hashem is the chasan. Klal Yisrael is the kala. And the Torah is the contract. We actually refer to this bond, our bond to Hashem, every day for those who put on the tefillin. When we wrap the tefillin around our middle finger and we say the Eirastich li liolam, the Eirastich li betzedek, uva mishpat uva chesed uva rachamim, it means I will be betrothed to you. To who? To Hashem forever. And I will be betrothed to you with righteousness, with justice, with kindness, and with mercy. I will betrothed to you, oh, that you will be drawn to me, says Hashem, with emunah, faith, and you will know Hashem. We remind ourselves of this marriage every single day. And if it's so that there is a marriage taking place between the Jewish people and Hashem, then when a king gets married, like we know from the Megillah, when Ahasuerus married Esther, there's references over there that the king makes a mishta gadol. He opens up his treasure and he says, come ask me for anything you want. It's my day of joy. It's my chasana. If that's the case, and if it's true that every year the rays of Kabbalah Satorah come upon our world, let's read another part of the Nesivas HaShalom. He says the following, Gam b'chol shana v'shana, every single year, kayim b'yom ha'kdosha hazeh chag ha'shavuos, the holiday ha'shavuos comes upon us. B'chayei yom chasnusai, and the life of Hashem's chasana. V'hine b'yom chasnusai, and the day of his chasna yesh gan b'chinas v'yitei masas k'yar ha'melech. And the day of the chasna of the king, he opens up his treasury and he says, ask me for anything you want. How many people are aware behind the scenes that this is what Shavuos is all about? That Kabbalah Satorah is the opportunity to get so close to Hashem through his Torah, through his learning, that you can ask Hashem for anything. You can daven with kavana for everything and anything. And there are so many appropriate tefillos that have to do with asking Hashem to bless us with more Torah and more mitzvos. Don't we say several times in our Yom Tov davening, Kachenu b'mitzvei secha, Hashem, make us holy with your mitzvahs, v'sein chalkenu b'sorah secha, and give us a portion in your Torah. Sa'beinu mituvecha, make us satisfied with your goodness. V'samach nafshenu b'shuva secha, and make our souls rejoice with your salvation. And above all, v'tahe libeinu li'avdecha b'yemesh, we ask you, Hashem, in our prayer, purify our hearts so we can serve you in truth. It's so, sometimes it's so difficult to pray with full kavana. It's so difficult to pray with a full heart. So our prayer is, help me, Hashem, so I should pray. Help me, Hashem, so I should pray with a lev tohor. Help me, Hashem, so I should be able to be connected to you. You can do that on Shavuos. The heavens are open. It's waiting for you. All you have to do is ask. And we have so many other tefillos that when you're talking about asking Hashem to be blessed with learning Torah, with the ability of Torah, don't we say this at the end of Shemona Esrei every day? By Elokai Nitzor L'shoni Meirotz V'Sai Medaber. Remember, we ask Hashem to protect our tongues from evil and our lips from deceit. And then you say, V'makal Adnavshi Sidon V'Navshi Kofo V'Akol Tiyah. Our soul should be silent and should be like dust when it comes to embarrassing others. Then it says, Pesach Libi B'Sarasecha. We ask Hashem for this blessing every day. This time we should have extra kavana when we say that. Open up my heart in your Torah. Va'achrei mitzvei secha tirdef nashi, and after your mitzvahs, my soul shall pursue. So many opportunities. We say before the same thing in Abba Rabba, Avinu Malkeinu, or we say Avinu Avarachman, Avinu Malkeinu, please. Please help us. Rachem aleinu v'sein bilibeinu bina l'havanu l'haskel. Give us a heart to understand. We want to be close to you. Here's an opportunity to pray. This is our opportunity. So Shavuos is an intense opportunity of Kabbalah Satira, a day of intense commitment to Hashem and to His learning. I overheard part of a shir, Rabbi Shiner Shlita, the Rosh HaKolo of Beis Avram Yosef, mentioning this past Thursday. He made a comment that made me startle because I didn't think about it the way he mentioned it. And he brought out, in a few words, we Klal Yisrael have suffered enormously from this pandemic disease. We have suffered tremendously. There are hundreds of thousands of Torah hours were lost, or of course as a result of this virus. Yeshivas, they're bustling and bubbling with Torah and excitement, were empty. Shuls that are crowded to the hilt couldn't have a minion. It was incredible. Had this ever happened? Ever since the Churban Beis HaMikdash? That people couldn't even form a minion? Or learn in yeshiva? People under the worst circumstances were able to hide and make a minion. Were able to hide and learn and teach Torah. But because of this pandemic, because it's also Sakonis Nefashas, we were forced not to. So if you want to look at from a spiritual point of view, a tremendous loss, It was an unbelievable, unbelievable loss of Torah to the world. Yes, thousands of people were learning on the phone. Thousands of students were learning in their classes with Zoom. But it wasn't the same. I can tell you it wasn't the same because I'm a teacher and I'm teaching. I teach every day. And as much as I try, it's not the same. The distractions are endless. And the quality of teaching has been strongly compromised. Can't compare learning in yeshiva with a Rebbe inspiring and walking around the students and davening and singing with the students and using all of their talents and their special educational tools to make the lesson easier. Well, now it, you can't do it because we're stuck in this kind of lockdown. Yes, this has been a very, very big loss to Klal Yisrael. It has been not only a loss of Torah, it's also been a loss of Shmira. The Shmira means protection. Protection, physical protection that Torah provides and spiritual protection that Torah provides. As I started off my Torah lecture this evening, Hashem, oiz liyama yitain. Hashem yivarech esame vashalom. Hashem is blessed, has given the Jewish people oiz, strength. But this oiz was compromised. This oiz was not to its fullest the way it has been. I'd like to make it even a greater eye-opener to many of you. Was it just the Batei Midrashim who are learning, or the Torah scholars who couldn't get together, and the Rebbeim that couldn't meet with their Talmidim? Yes, it was a terrible loss to that. But I want to tell you something that I was brought to my attention with an incredible, insightful card that is full of information about the value, the mitzvahs, of tefillah b'tzibur. You want to know what that meant to us, this pandemic? I'm going to give you a few figures, and it boggles the mind. According to the figures of the person who put together this card, one person per week on the weekdays could fulfill 636 mitzvahs, counting from the beginning of the brachos, counting Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, Amen, Kedusha, Kaddish, all the mitzvahs that go into a tzibur, into a, it's 636. On Mondays and Thursdays, it's 238 mitzvahs that are being performed. On Shabbos, an additional 313. That's a total of 1,187 mitzvahs per week. That's one person per week. Now, I'm going to be very conservative. I believe our pandemic was at least maybe 9, 10, maybe 11 weeks, but let's say let's use the number 8, just 2 months. We didn't have a minyanim, proper minyanim, for 2 months, 8 weeks. 8 times 1,187 mitzvahs per week per person comes out, it's 9,496 mitzvahs per person. How that person, because he wasn't in a minyan, in a tzibur, lost out because he wasn't in a minyan that davened regularly. Now, according to my calculations, my calculator told me, you times 9,496 mitzvahs times 100, you end up with 949,600 mitzvahs by 100 people who did not daven in a minyan. And we all know it's not true. How about 1,000? If you calculate 1,000 people who didn't daven in a minyan for 8 weeks, it comes out, according to the calculations, 9,496,000 mitzvahs. Now, we know it's not true. It's not 1,000. There are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Yidden who couldn't daven. The loss is incalculable. There is no way of even imagining that number. What do we do now? What do we do now, Kabbalah Sateira? What could we contribute? Well, one way of doing is look at the economic world. In the economic world, we know there was perhaps in this whole pandemic trillions, not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars that was lost. And slowly, as you are familiar, at least in Toronto, they're slowly letting some businesses open up, not all. But what are people who are permitted to open up the business doing? They're quickly rushing to get to work. They're rushing to do business. And if you listen to the 680 News, it's interesting how the stock market today went up a little. The Toronto Stock Exchange. Yes, yes. You know, there's a rule. Oyev kesev lo yispe kesev. We know those who love money will not be satisfied with money. They want more and more and more. That's in Keheles. But let's not forget the Medrash in Keheles. On Oyev kesev lo yispe kesev is Oyev mitzvah lo yispe mitzvah. One who loves to do mitzvahs will not be satisfied with one mitzvah. He will want more and more and more. So if you want to know how we could encourage ourselves to be makabel lahavdol, elef havdolos, the Torah, like the goyim, are being makabel their olam hazeh, let's learn how they're going at their olam hazeh. Every opportunity they have to open up a business, they grab it with zest and with relish. They're excited to be able to at least make something, to be able to pay somebody up some money, some bills somehow. There's no waste of time. People are excited to get back to business. We have to be excited to get back to our business. We all remember when Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time when the Bnei Yisrael were collecting jewels and precious stones at the Yam Suf, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy collecting the bones of Yosef. He was a smart man. What does the Torah say, what Chazal say about him? Chacham lev yikach mitzos. A wise man takes mitzos. Not gold, not silver, but mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was called a chacham lev. We are at a time where we can become chachamim, also chachmei lev. We have an opportunity to take the Kabbalah Torah that we have now, that's going to approach us in a few days. And we have to start making some firm commitments. Commitments of learning a little better, davening a little bit better, with a little bit more kavana, with more preciseness and with more care. Yes. We should make a Kabbalah Torah and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Yes, this holiday of Shavuos, to reaffirm our commitment that when, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we return to the Beis HaKnesses, when we return to our shuls, and when we return to our bate midrashim, to our homes of learning, our study halls, then it should be with excitement, it should be with devotion, an uncompromising commitment that if we're going to put in an hour of learning, it shouldn't be 45 minutes of learning. It should be a commitment of an hour of learning. And this way, our Kabbalah Satorah that we're going to be experiencing this year will be a very special Kabbalah Satorah, because this Kabbalah Satorah will be lasting for eternity. It's going to make our Bate Knessios, our shuls, and Bate Midrashim a renewed, a fountain of strength. It'll make them into powerful dynamos of energy to inspire our neshamos and our people who come to daven and be inspired by davening. It's an opportunity to change the Jewish world into something Hashem wants it to become. May we approach this holiday of Shavuos with renewed strength and commitment to be able to approach this holiday with a firm commitment that this Shavuos is going to be a Shavuos like never before. May we have a wonderful Yom Tov and Chag Sameach.